Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
All right. Finally. Take number 600 and the No Bad Days podcast is back with our new equipment. Finally, ready to rock and roll. We'll check in with the boys. Johnny, how are we doing today, buddy?
What's up, bud? Doing good. It's a little trippy because you can hear yourself talk in your headset. I can hear you talk. It's a delay. Just something we got to get used to, I guess. But I'm a little tired today. Just a tad tired, yeah.
Okay. Right. You didn't sleep very good or what?
No, I slept good, you know, just early morning, hard practice kind of thing. Didn't get my afternoon nap in.
Well, but you had two yesterday.
I did have two. I had a 20-minute nap before workout, and then I had an hour nap, maybe over an hour, after workout.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I should be recharged, but I'm not.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm sure after we're done recording this, you'll sleep for 4 hours or something.
And Jordan, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm just awesome. Living life. Had a nice cup of coffee an hour ago. I'm dialed in right now.
Awesome like a possum.
Yep, I'm dialed.
Nice. Perfect, man. We're ready to rock and roll. It's been a little bit of a whirlwind trying to get this setup going, but, you know, a couple hours spent and we're good.
Yeah, we even tried recording on a Monday.
Thank God we did too, because it didn't work.
Yeah, at all.
So we're here on a Tuesday. Turned up.
The boys were flustered yesterday.
Squad is in fact going up on a Tuesday right now.
Yeah, we couldn't get the echoing issue under control. Took us a while. We even called IT.
Yeah, we called tech support Cuddy and Frizz and got them online. The geek squad is as we like to call them.
Yeah. Nerds.
Anyways, speaking of being tired, we got a new Nespresso machine at the apartment.
Yeah, that was a good call by you.
Been crushing some decent coffee finally. So
some really good coffee, actually.
It's been really good.
Yeah, Nespresso's top tier. Yeah. Top tier coffee. So it gave you that little sampler pack with like all the different flavors. Do you have a favorite one that you've had so far?
I like the Stormio one.
Yeah.
The Intenso one was good too.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
I opened up that other one today. The
Colombia one or the Mexican one?
The Mexico one.
Is it good?
That was good, yeah.
A little spicier?
No. I mean, it's just smooth. Like, you know what I mean?
It's just a coffee.
Just like
you
a
can
better
drink.
Coffee. Like the pot of coffee tastes watered down, like on our old machine.
Mm-hmm.
But these ones actually taste like coffee.
Yeah, it definitely has nothing on the dripper.
I figure with only three of us living here, then it's easier to make pods. But when we had five in a house, it was pot of coffees mandatory.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So hopefully that keeps turning out. Turning and churning.
Churning butter. Except maybe when we run out of pods, we'll just never buy them again.
No, we
since
will.
Since they're expensive.
No, I'll keep kidding. Up on the pods. I'll get the pods.
We always complain about coffee, complain about our Starbucks. Now we're complaining about our Nespresso, but that's okay. We always find a way. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, we get paid every week, so we should be able to afford it.
You'd think, right?
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully we're not spending our money in bad places, but, you know,
no,
live and
I
learn.
Think there's worse things you could spend your money on than coffee.
Yeah, I could definitely get behind that.
Yeah.
So first thing on the docket today was a funny video that came out last week. And, I don't know if you guys definitely saw it. It was Biz Nasty singing on the TNT broadcast.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
That Green Day song?
Yeah. About Rick Tockett. And Henrik Lundqvist was,
on the, what was it, guitar?
Yep.
Yep.
Pretty good. I thought it was pretty funny.
Yeah. I thought they did a good job.
Biz wasn't, he was a pretty good singer.
Yeah, he wasn't bad. He carried his notes. Hank is nasty on the guitar.
Yeah, Hank knows what he's doing. But
he plays in like charity concerts and stuff. He plays with that tennis player, John McEnroe.
Yeah.
When he was in New York, they would play like charity events together
was,
on the guitar.
Was he not in a video like within the last year playing with like a pretty popular band? He played a song with them? I'll look it up. I'm pretty
yeah,
sure
that,
he was.
That kind of rings a bell. I just can't put my finger on it. I don't know. He very well could have been.
Yeah, maybe.
I'd hate to say yes, but I'd also hate to say no, right?
Yeah. Says he played with, Dirty Honey. He played
a very popular band, Dirty Honey.
Oh, they have some good songs. They're a rock band. He played with them at Madison Square Garden.
That's cool.
Actually, no. Maybe it was. I don't know.
If we have any listeners that are Dirty Honey fans, let
Webster
us know.
Hall.
Let us know what your favorite song is.
Webster Hall, New York City, is where it was. Anyone familiar with that?
No.
No,
you're the only one.
I'm sure a band like Dirty Honey isn't selling.
You're the only
MSG.
One that's been to New York City out of the three of us.
You guys have never been?
No.
Oh.
No.
No, we only went just last year with the boys, but it's a big place. It's intimidating, New York City, a little bit. I wasn't really expecting this because obviously like you only really see it in the movies, but a lot of garbage on the sidewalks.
Not the cleanest city in the world?
Like there's really good areas, but then it's weird. Like it's split up between, you know, one street you're in like a really like nice high end area, and then like a street or two over, it's like a lot run down. I don't know. But yeah, I did notice a lot of built up garbage on the sidewalks. Subways are a little scary. It was kind of like going to a haunted house because like there were some people down there that just kind of yell at you for no reason.
The New Yorkers.
But yeah, you just keep your head down and keep walking. But I liked it. I thought it was a really cool city. I would definitely go back. I don't know if I would ever live there. It's a little too hectic for me, for my liking.
A little too much traffic, you'd say?
Yeah, a lot of foot traffic.
Yeah.
Bumping into someone.
Yeah.
I'll stick with the suburbs.
Drop the shoulder, maybe?
Yeah.
Let them know you're there.
Get the ass out, you know, give them a bump. But yeah, no, I'll stick with the suburbs, thanks.
The suburbs.
Did you guys see the – we just kind of talked about this a little bit, but all-star jerseys for this year. What do you think of them? NHL All-Stars, have you seen them?
No, I haven't seen them.
They're kind of like the Miami color look.
Oh, so like the bright.
But they've got the old school Western Eastern Conference logo.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, you'd like them. I think they're cool.
Yeah, I think
they've got that kind of that Miami flair.
You know, yeah,
like the
Ric Flair.
Here they are.
Let me see.
Like the teal.
Okay, yeah, those are kind of nasty. I like those.
Might have to cop one maybe. Yeah, I like the black ones.
They got the teal and the, I don't know what you'd call the turquoisey kind of blue.
Yeah.
But then they have that old orange NHL logo.
Yeah, I like that.
Different.
That's what makes it. That's what makes the jersey right there.
Yeah, back in the day when they used to have the old style jerseys
like
where it was just
like the camp, the Clarence Campbell Conference.
And yeah.
Whatever the other one was called.
Adams.
Yeah.
Adams.
I think so.
Is that what it is?
I think so, yeah.
And now they just have plain Atlantic, Central, Pacific, and
yeah,
Metropolitan.
I don't like how they do it now, though, that because it's the 3-on-3 style and it limits guys that should be going to the All-Star game. Like there's really only one guy from each team that's going, whereas there should be like if you deserve to be there, you should be there. You know what I mean?
Like you think it should be like
if there's
the best...
three or four guys on one team that should be in the All-Star game, like they should be there.
Yeah,
does that
but
make sense?
Half of them just want to go on that vacation, that mid-season vacation.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
100%. But it's always nice to get the nod, right?
Yeah. I mean, if it's like their fourth or fifth one, I'm sure they're just like, yeah, maybe we'll take the family on a 5-day break.
But I mean, I'd rather be in Cabo. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm sure a lot of them would rather be in other places than the All-Star game, but I guess it's always an honor to get picked to go. So
definitely,
yeah.
I think Ovi's not. Ovi took like the option on it a couple of years, and then you get a 1-game suspension for if you don't go. I think, right?
Yeah, that was last year, I think, or the year before.
I feel like he did that a couple times.
Yeah, he's done it a couple times.
That's cocky, but like it's Ovi, so he can do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's been to a couple.
But if it's like a guy like he's having a hot year and he gets the nod and he denies it, it's kind of like, ah, buddy, what are you doing?
Yeah, it's actually like I think everyone knows now, but Bo Horvat got traded from the Canucks to the Islanders, and he was the Canucks representative to the All-Star game.
Oh, really?
So he's still going in that spot, but they don't know what team he's going to be on because he's now in the Eastern Conference and he was on the West.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So I wonder, I don't even know what they're going to do.
I just saw a podcast or his media thing with the Islanders, and he said he thinks he's still going to be representing Vancouver.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's kind of odd.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a weird situation. I don't know like what the right thing to do.
Yeah. Because he definitely deserves to go. He has like 30 goals and stuff already. So
yeah. But, and then that's another situation going back to my point earlier is like Elias Pettersson. I don't know how he's doing this year, but I know he's one of their better players. And yeah. Same with like, who's going from Colorado? Is it Makar?
Yeah. Like either Makar.
I think they have two guys going.
They had Makar's going as like the representative. And I think Nathan McKinnon got voted in like the fan vote thing that they did.
Yeah. And then who's the Russian player with them that's on fire this year too?
Burakovsky?
Yeah, like he's already got
Rantanen's from Finland.
I think one I think there's a Russian guy that's already got he's already got 30 goals this year.
Oh.
Burakovsky
then. Colorado's had lots of injuries, but they're starting to get guys back now too, so whoever was in probably took advantage of it.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's the thing, like I know like McDavid or Draisaitl would have been the pick from their team.
Yeah.
And then I'm assuming one of them got voted in. But, like, that's the thing. Like, you have – or even the Leafs. Like, Marner's going for the Maple Leafs.
Yeah, and Matthews.
Matthews got voted in to go, but he's injured now, so.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Rantanen has 34, if that's who you're talking about.
Okay, maybe that's who I was talking about then, yeah. Not Russian.
Not Russian. He's from Finland, I'm pretty sure. Anyways, should be an exciting. I mean, there's definitely worse places to go for All Star Weekend than Miami.
Yeah, that's a vacation in itself,
right? Like when the All Star game came to Ottawa, it was like I'm sure those guys weren't too pumped.
Yeah, that's when you take the option.
Yeah,
If you're going somewhere cold,
you might want to just pull a hamstring that week at practice or something and say I can't really go.
Yeah, boys, we're working on blocking shots today, and then just get the D men wired at you.
Yeah. Then you can just take the option.
But not too hard, so you can be back next week.
Yeah. Just enough to get in the trainer's room.
Just maybe like one in the finger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just enough.
You still hold a beer.
A chilly one?
Speaking of holding beers, Johnny and I went and saw a new sporting event this week. Probably the craziest sporting event we've been to. Do you know what I'm talking about, Johnny?
Yeah, we went to the rodeo, man.
We went to the goddamn rodeo.
That was the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life. Like the fact that people voluntarily do that shit is just mind-boggling.
Well, they make money.
Yeah, but not a lot.
Yeah, I guess.
Like they were saying, like they don't get paid if they don't make it to a certain round.
Really?
And then they have to go home and like it's like playing golf. Like if you don't make the cut, you don't get paid.
Yeah.
Holy
and these guys
shit.
Get bullied on those things.
Oh yeah.
By the bull.
Yeah, the size of the bulls were pretty big.
Oh, that's so intimidating. Like even the size of the horses, those two guys on the horses,
yeah, exactly.
Like those horses are huge. And those guys are just there to rope the bulls when they go wild.
Yeah, and it was probably the most southern opening to the event.
Oh my God.
The guy that was announcing?
Yeah, that was so funny. It was like, you start with a prayer, and which is fine.
Absolutely,
like,
yeah.
I'm Roman Catholic. You start with prayer.
Like, nothing wrong
with
that.
A lot of events start like that. But it was just funny the way he was like saying it, like talking about the luscious green grass and the land above and all that. And
I was,
it was kind of funny. And then for the national anthem. That was funny too. He's like, you got to stand for the greatest song in the world being played in front of the greatest flag ever flown or something like that.
just a bunch of Canadian boys in there.
Yeah, all the Canadian like guys are like laughing.
He was speaking in like a really like slow Southern drawl accent. So he's like, now it's time to stand in front of, listen to the greatest song ever written in front of the greatest flag ever flown.
Yeah.
And like Johnny and I were just looking at each other, kind of just like chuckling, laughing, just because like, we're not used to that. And it was cool.
Oh, it was sick. I had a lot of fun.
I had a lot of fun too, but the bull, like we saw, one of the rodeo clowns, which is, I think that's what they're called.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Those guys in white,
the guys that deter the bull away from the rider after he falls off. One of the bulls launched one of these guys probably 10 or 15 feet in the air. He did a backflip and landed on his head.
Yeah.
I think that's arguably worse than being the bull rider.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You're getting the bull's attention. Well, the other guy's scurrying away.
Yeah.
And I guess the guy wasn't looking and the bull kind of made a sharp turn back and like dipped his horns down by the guy's ankles and then just tossed them up with his, their necks are so powerful.
Yeah, just and this buried guy, him.
Like no exaggeration, I would say 15 feet in the air.
Oh, for sure.
Something like that. Yeah.
Like that's the guys on the
walked out.
The guys on the horses. So they have two guys on the horses with ropes to guide the cow back in or the bull back into the pin after it's done.
Yeah.
And the guy was launched over the man on the horse's back's head.
Yeah.
So that's got to be at least
15
feet in the air.
Yeah, 10, 15 feet.
Yeah. Like it, and he did a couple flips and then just luckily
those
he
guys
landed
must
the way
be made
he
out
did.
Of elastic, eh?
Yeah.
Just
a rubber band. But yeah, it was insane. We were looking at it like, holy shit.
Yeah.
That is wild.
My knees feel like they're falling apart when I jump off the stairs at our apartment. I missed two stairs.
Yeah.
I can't imagine getting flung 15 feet in the air.
Yeah, I got hit in a corner by some guy and I almost crumble.
Yeah.
These guys are getting... Oh, and then the one guy, he got bucked off pretty good. The bull went down and the momentum took the cowboy's head down with him.
Yeah.
And then the bull snapped its head back and the horns just right in the dome.
Oh my God.
And the guy was just laying there on the ground.
Half of them weren't wearing buckets either. They were just wearing their cowboy hats, which is like crazy.
That's nails.
Yeah. But like you gotta
probably. Yeah.
Like you want a sick picture or not?
Yeah, true. Probably for the first round. Yeah,
you're not wearing
the cowboy hat
out there.
No. No, the guy they do look pretty funny with their hockey helmets on though. They got like their protective vests. Like that makes sense. I would wear that.
Oh, 100%.
Cowboy hat. Wear get the good pick bucket with a cage.
Yeah.
I can't imagine what that feels like getting hit in the face by a bull or getting stomped on.
Yeah, I'd have to say not good.
Yeah, I don't really want to try it. I just would always wonder what it feels like, but I guess I'll just keep wondering.
There was one where the guy got bucked off and his hand was still caught on his thing you hold it with.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know what it's called. It's not a saddle because the saddle's
like a little. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
That strap that goes across and he fell off, but his hand was still stuck on the bull. So he's literally riding the bull with his hand on the on the side getting kicked and then finally it came loose.
Yeah, because then tie the straps. So
yeah,
damn tight.
Tight, and they use like pine tar to make sure it's pretty tight down there. So
yeah, so fun to watch, not fun to play that sport.
Yeah,
yeah.
But yeah, good experience.
We prefer the inflatable ones, eh?
And we were wearing our best cowboy outfits too.
Yeah,
we were trying to fit in the crowd. I'm sure people could call us out pretty easily when we're walking in there.
We
just make sure you got your jeans and flannel.
One thing that I actually was impressed with was how fast they turn over between rides.
Oh yeah, you're not even expecting the next guy to go, and then that gate just swings.
Which is like good for viewing because you don't have to like wait for like 5 minutes in between rides. You can just—it's just kind of they put four of them in the pin, and then one goes after the other kind of, and then they reset.
And the intro was pretty electric too.
Oh yeah,
they had the light show going. The rap tunes bumping. It was
rap tunes.
Yeah, it was an electric factory in there.
It was like pump up music. It wasn't just straight slow country.
Welcome
Not
to the
bad at all.
Just welcome to the show.
Should we talk about pork chop?
Yeah, pork chop was pretty funny.
There was a he was a rodeo clown, I guess, but he was like in charge of stand up comedy.
Yeah.
And he was this little person who would run around in the pen in between rides. And he called himself Pork Chop because he was a heavier set fellow. And he was just make cracking jokes left, right, and center. And then a couple times he was walking around in there while the bull was still parading around the pin.
Oh, yeah. The bull got really close to him a couple times. I was terrified for Pork Chop's life at that point.
I would be too.
Pork Chop has a tough job.
Yeah. That sport takes balls.
He was funny, though. He was a good guy.
Yeah.
I kind of wish we got to talk to – actually, seeing you, some of the Cowboys would walk around after their event and, like, seeing how, like, basically, like, stereotypical Cowboy, they are bow-legged, skinny.
Would they have a beer in their hand automatic after?
No, dude. There was no – I don't think the venue had a liquor license. So there was
really?
No beers being sold anywhere.
Oh, so you couldn't even have any Yellow Jackets?
No, there was no Yellow Jackets available. Yeah, so.
Just parking lot beers.
Yeah. Which is probably a good thing because I could see people getting pretty rowdy in there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 100%.
You know what I mean?
That crowd was already rowdy enough.
Yeah, people were getting pretty fired up for the bull riding event.
Yeah, it was sweet. I would go back.
I've never seen a place like that either. It was basically, coming from Canada, it was basically like an older style hockey rink that just had a rodeo inside of it, yeah, permanently.
Which is dirt.
Yeah, with a bunch of dirt. And they had like tractors to like till it and stuff.
Yeah, it was cool.
Definitely a, like walking up to it, you're like, oh, this could easily be like a older style hockey rink like they have everywhere in Canada.
Yeah.
And then you go inside and it's just a bull riding venue.
Yeah, literally what it looked like is like a small town Ontario arena.
I'm sure they do like cattle sales and stuff like that and like livestock selling and stuff in there, bidding. I don't know what you would call that. An auction, livestock auction.
Yeah, I think that's what they're called.
That's probably what it's called.
If I could remember Yellowstone correctly, yeah.
Yeah, I could just see John Dutton sitting in there.
Raising their hand. Yeah. Yep. I'll take him. I'll take him.
Johnny boy.
Switching from one extreme sport to another, there's this new power slap league that's kind of taken over TikTok right now. I don't know if you guys have seen the endless amounts of videos on it.
Dana White, right?
Yeah, Dana White is a... owner, producer, part, or something
like that.
That's crazy.
That's
too.
Even crazy. You know what's even crazier is their faces after, because one side is beet red and out to here, and the other side is just normal.
Yeah. I feel like that's just crazier because you have to stand in there and take it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
you know, it's coming. You can't, I think, like, there's like a little square on the floor that you have to keep your feet in.
Yeah.
You can't flinch.
No.
And you have 30 seconds to get back up after you get hit.
Your coach is just in your ear, you're like, don't be a bitch.
Yeah, get up.
I just don't get how you don't flinch.
I know.
Like, those guys are just nails, just staring each other right in the face.
Yeah, basically playing shot for shot.
Yeah.
Remember that game?
But not in the arm,
shot for shot?
Oh, yeah.
Getting slapped open hand arguably hurts more than getting punched.
But they, like, don't slap them with their fingers. They're slapping them with the palm of their hand right in their ear hole.
Yeah.
You know how much that would hurt?
No, you got to knock the guy out.
Yeah.
They pretty much, I think all of them most of them wear earplugs.
Yeah.
So that way their eardrums don't pop when they get smacked.
Yeah.
It's a good call. Because
if you get open palm smacked right on the eardrum, it's going to blow up your brain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's another sport. Like, I wouldn't play.
I'm sticking to like street hockey or like maybe
go
power slapping.
Tennis.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pickleball.
Like, yeah, the cardio sucks, but it's a lot better than getting just buckled in the face.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. The faces after like some of them go like 6-7 rounds.
Oh my god! Yeah, like
looks
if
like
you
they have
win,
another head growing on the side of their face.
Yeah, like if you win, it's basically like you lost.
I wonder how long it takes to recover from something like that, because you basically after one, you automatically have a concussion.
Oh yeah, your brain's mashed potatoes.
Like there's times where the guy just gets flatlined, and then they have 30 seconds to get back up.
Yeah,
and then they get back up, and they're like swaying, and then they like slap, and then they're still swaying. It's like,
yeah, you're punch drunk.
It's literally
punch drunk after.
It's just crazy that people do that to me. I don't know.
And it's just it's probably more dangerous than UFC in the sense because it's only headshots. Like, whereas in UFC, like, you can obviously hit a guy pretty much anywhere.
Yeah. There's
this is just direct headshots.
It's definitely less technical than the UFC.
Yeah. You don't really have to go to jiu-jitsu class for that one, but
no.
You just got to lift a lot of weights with one arm and go in there. And
yeah. You're not riding the bike in a sauna for that one.
You're doing pec flies.
You're probably having a couple.
Boom.
I wonder if they like what they do before that. Like, what do you eat and drink before that?
It's your pregame meal.
Like, you just like Advil?
Slap trees. Just toughen up their hand.
Yeah, what do you mean? Like, callus the shit out of it?
I don't even know.
Just rub
like,
it
I don't
on,
know
rub
how you would
tree.
Even like work your hand to like prepare yourself to do that to someone.
Like a stress, you get a stress ball.
Yeah.
And you just do this and then you rub a tree, callus it up, and yeah. Then boom. Yeah, smash
then,
a guy.
Then you slap a brick wall 100 times.
Yeah. Should be nails after that.
Yeah. You get calluses and just scratch the guy up.
Remember that documentary Ice Guardians?
Yeah.
There was that one fighter, he played for Colorado, and he used to callus up his knuckles. In the off season, he would wrap a chain
Is
around
that,
his You want a
guy with the beard?
Yeah, you want a cup with Colorado.
Yeah. He was on Spittin' Chiclets recently. I forget his name.
Yeah, he was.
It's not Tony Twist.
No.
Yeah, big scary guy all tatted up.
His name's Scott something, I want to say.
Oh, yeah. Scott. I don't know. I should know.
Anyways, this guy nails as can be. Big fighter. And in the off season, he would wrap a chain around his hands and then punch trees. Imagine fighting that guy. No thanks.
And that guy, and like, he was one of the guys that liked to fight too.
Yeah, like it, a little spark in him.
Scott Parker.
Scott Parker. That's who it is. Yeah.
Big scary guy. Those fighters back in the day, they were
like the late 90s, mid 2000s era
when they were heavyweights.
Yeah, like there's those guys are 6'5, 230, 240,
which is a big human.
That's a big boy. That's a big boy for really any sport.
Yeah.
And you put them on skates and they got one job, and that's to get the boys going and protect the boys. It's pretty intimidating.
Yeah. Steal other people's lunch money.
Yeah, literally. Go bully that guy in the corner for a little bit.
Yeah. I wonder if they had like a no, that would have been before cell phones. But like, I feel like if that happened nowadays, all the enforcers or whatever you want to call them would be in a group chat. You know, like one guy from every team.
Yeah.
Make an iMessage group chat. What's up, boys? Who's going tonight?
It's just like the HPA.
Yeah.
They're tossing a little money on it too.
Yeah. With the enforcers. Okay, I got
guys that aren't playing that night.
Yeah. They're like, okay, I got Tony Parker or Scott Parker over Tony Twist tonight.
I don't know. Tony Twist is a tough customer.
Yeah.
He's I have to put my money on him.
I don't know. Anyways, we're getting into some hockey talk. We had a nice first this weekend. Johnny, first pro hockey goal.
Yeah.
Congratulations, man.
Thanks, Johnny
boy.
I think it's been
a long time since you scored a goal due to injuries and COVID and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's been.
When was his last goal?
No, but my
last goal was my freshman year of college.
And I don't mean that as a dig in any way. Hopefully, you didn't take it that way.
No, absolutely not. Well, my second year, we only played 10 games.
And then you barely played your third year because you
were
injured.
And then I played like 6, 7, or 8 games last year.
I'm going to find the exact date of your last goal, Johnny.
So a couple snaps for Johnny.
Yeah.
Thanks, bud.
Good job, buddy.
Thanks, boys.
It was definitely nice to see you get that one, get rewarded.
Marty, did you assist on it?
Yeah, secondary on the forecheck.
There you go.
Fucking right.
And seeing you scream in the corner after you scored.
Yeah,
I was laughing more than I was celebrating. Dude. You're like, fuck yeah.
Well, it was exciting. We were in front of a sold out crowd and all that. And I didn't see it. And I came down, I shot it, and then I looked over, I'm like, oh fuck, the goalie's got it. And then I see it trickle in. I'm like, fuck yes.
February 13th, 2020.
Yeah.
Against UW Stout.
So nice. almost 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Which take it with a grain of salt because that's the end of the college season in your freshman year. And then you've only played probably 30 games since then total.
Including pro, yeah.
Yeah.
About that. Including, yeah, just because of COVID and injuries and stuff like that. But Yeah, it was nice to get the first one out of the way there, and it was cool because Marty assisted on it, and then me and you were on for another one. Yeah, after
and
that.
Your family was in town too, which is obviously a nice touch.
Yeah, my mom, dad, and my sister came. They made their trip down. It was really nice to see them, especially not going home for Christmas. Usually, we talked about that. You know, we're used to that break, but yeah, it was nice seeing them. It sucked. I apologize to them after, like, because we had two games this weekend. It was tough to hang out with them.
Yeah,
we kind of gotta dial in for what we're gonna do that night. But end of the day, it was just nice to have them here.
Yeah, no, it was definitely cool. You scored in the first, like, what, 2 minutes of the game?
First shift.
First minute then?
Yeah, that was my first shift, yeah.
So in front of us, sold out barn, just threw one in the net, gave the boys a 1-0 lead.
Yeah.
And then you tensed up every muscle in your whole body in the celebration.
Yeah, I lost my voice in the corner.
Literally. He was screaming.
And I was laughing after, too, because I saw Marty.
I went and grabbed the puck.
He's grabbing the puck and he's skating over and he goes, Johnny.
No, definitely a cool moment. One that'll probably go in the memory bank for a while at least.
Oh yeah. No, it was fun. It's fun.
I remember it, but I didn't know it went in until like Davey came over and like jumped me after in Evansville last year when I scored.
I don't even know if I remember that. I remember the one in Knoxville that you got last year.
The backdoor.
The rebound one.
Yeah, that was my nice.
I thought that was your first one, but no. I don't remember the one in that.
I remember your first.
It was like a 2-on-1, and he passed it over.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It was like right on the goal line, and I just shoveled it.
Yeah.
You cut around that D-man and dumped it.
I assisted on that one, too.
Yeah, you assisted on my first pro goal. Yeah. That was fun. Definitely a cool feeling.
Yeah, we were watching that.
That was a sick goal, too.
Yeah, a good first one.
Yeah. Fucking Wheels McGee.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
I remember that one.
Should try and do that again sometime soon.
Yeah. Just take it and go.
Yeah. I'll just watch that clip over and over and over again until it happens again.
Okay,
I guess.
That's how I did it. Okay.
Okay, yeah, I gotta remember.
I took exactly 7 strides. Okay.
Yeah, I gotta count. Two big wins this weekend.
Yeah.
We don't play that team again, so that was nice to get the job done against them.
Yep, win that series.
Fun after the game, and
always a fun time on a Saturday night win. Unless we got a game.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ben Sunday.
Then you can't have fun, but then you can have fun on Sunday.
Yeah.
It's just a later day.
You're going to have fun eventually.
At some point, you always get your chances, you know?
Yeah.
It's just like you're only worried when you don't, when you stop getting chances.
There you go.
We had some podcast listeners come visit this weekend too.
We did.
From all over. We had
Australia. We had London, Ontario.
London. Alabama. And
Minneapolis.
Was one from Minneapolis?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, I thought she was from Minnesota.
No.
I'll check. I know where she's from.
Ah.
Regardless. It was great to see people after the game.
Yeah. We got some Tim Tams. The Australian chocolate.
Did we?
Really?
Right there.
Oh, that's right. What am I talking about?
We promised to do
a taste test?
A live taste test review. We promised Danielle. Danielle is one of our listeners who's been supporting the hockey guys since basically day one.
She's an OG.
From afar,
an OG.
obviously she lives in Australia, so haven't had the chance to meet her yet, but this weekend finally got the chance. She's actually the one that purchased the
our kangaroo
at the zoo
and our penguin.
And we have a penguin there too.
Yeah, she was talking about it. She's like, yeah, the kangaroo is really cute. I was like, yep, that's our girl.
You smell good. Show the box to the camera.
So these are called, I guess I'll show the camera for a clip. These are called, oh, I hit my mic.
Don't even went in for it.
Tim Tams.
Yeah, they're fucking unreal.
Apparently they are an Australian delicacy.
A little bit of a chocolate bar.
It's like a chocolate wafer thingy.
Unreal. Smells really good.
Hopefully the ASMR is good on these.
Going for the taste test.
Yeah.
Kind of tastes like a Kit Kat.
That's
the vibe I'm getting.
I'm going to chew away from the mic.
It's okay, dude.
Yeah.
People like ASMR. I'll do it.
Very Kit Kat-y.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
But like fully chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Not bad. That's good. See myself dusting 10 of those.
Yeah, this package will be gone within the next couple hours.
But unreal.
Resembles a Kit Kat, kind of like a wafer in the middle sandwich with a little bit of icing in the middle,
like
it looks like.
Fudge or something, yeah.
Yeah.
Icing, fudge.
Well, definitely would eat again.
For sure.
Definitely would recommend if anyone can get their hands on some. I don't know if I'm a big fan of the name.
Tim Tam?
Yeah.
It must
probably sounds cooler in Australia.
Sounds like a children's toy. It sounds like a Tim Tam. Sounds like a what's the thing the kids play? That
like a rattler?
Rattler or like a, I don't even know what you call that. Rattler?
A rattler, a rattle.
Like TikTok?
Anyways. I got my Tim Tam.
Thank you, Danielle, for bringing that all the way from the land down under.
Down under.
Down under.
We got my 10 time down under.
Yeah, definitely a fun time meeting people. Always fun to see. We had people on the weekend before in Roanoke too that we met.
Oh yeah,
a nice sign for us. So it's always nice to catch up with people that you know have kind of been following what we've been doing online for a while. So
100%.
Whenever you're in town, just shoot us a message and try and find some time to say hi at least.
Yeah, usually after the games, if you're there supporting the boys, shoot a message and. Most of the times we'll be able to come for a quick hello or picture or whatever.
Yeah.
All right. Well, do you guys want to get into some questiones?
Yeah.
I would love to, I think.
Could we?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see how this works on our new setup. Well, this one's a written question.
Yeah.
Wondering what your opinion is on Seattle and Vegas playing in next year's Winter Classic. She's saying that there's some controversy, but she's wondering what we thought.
I could see the controversy. Well, because they're like two new teams.
Two brand new teams.
They have like the history of some other teams, I guess.
Yeah, but they're creating their own history.
But it's just, yeah, it's just their teams in the NHL. That's who
I guess they'll be playing it in Seattle.
In Seattle, yeah.
Yeah.
I would have liked to see Seattle, Vancouver.
Get some sand on the ice in Vegas.
Yeah.
But no, exactly like you just said, Marty, like they're creating their own history.
Yeah.
There's teams in the NHL now, and I think it's a good publicity move to grow the game.
Definitely a good PR move.
Yeah.
I just said it, but I would have liked to see Seattle-Vancouver just because that's a regional rivalry.
Yeah.
Obviously, Vancouver being close to Seattle.
How far is it from Seattle?
Driving, like 3 hours.
Well, it's not bad at all.
No. It's pretty close.
Yeah.
And you have to cross the border and kind of go around because the coast comes in.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, it's like 2 hours from the Canadian border. So,
have you been to Seattle?
I've never been to Seattle. I've been to the airport in Seattle, but.
Yeah.
On my way to Hawaii.
But your girlfriend's been there, right?
Yeah, she's been there quite a few times, actually, if I'm not mistaken.
Just from watching Grey's Anatomy, it looks like a really cool city.
Looks fun. I think it's kind of like Vancouver. You guys haven't been to Vancouver, but.
No, just like the airport.
I think Vancouver is like a bigger city.
Yeah. I've never been to Western Canada. The most west I've been is
Thunder Bay Airport.
Thunder Bay, yeah. And that's still in Ontario.
Never been to Manitoba either?
No.
I've never been to Manitoba.
Manitoba, well, Sask, Alberta,
you guys
BC.
Are for sure be coming to Manitoba this summer.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll be there for a
couple days at the Martin house.
Yeah. We'll do the couple nights at my house. Maybe a night at Frizz's.
A sleepover?
Maybe a night at Frizz's.
I'm sure there'll be a night at Frizz's. If it's Saturday, we're definitely going to Frizz's.
More like any day.
Yeah, no, I guess it doesn't really matter.
No, that's summer schedule is just every day's a weekend.
Yeah, I've been hearing a lot of good things about Frizz's. He's a good host. After, you know, college, he knows how to throw a party. I'll give him that. And I've heard he throws some pretty famous ones.
Yeah, I've heard that as well.
In Winnipeg, Manitoba, there.
Rumors have been saying that.
Yeah.
So I definitely would.
The thing about house parties is they don't have a closing time, so.
No, they don't. No bouncer. No nothing. You do whatever you want there.
Yeah.
Within good taste.
Absolutely.
Of course. Someone else's house, you got to show respect. And that's our buddy's house, so we're going to be our normal, respectful selves. Yeah, definitely would love to have the Frizz experience.
Are you done rambling now?
Yeah, I'm done. Sorry. I'm just getting excited for the summer.
Okay.
I'm done.
I'm sure. Actually, never mind.
Yeah. Anything else?
Wait, did you have something to say?
No.
What are you going to say?
Nothing.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
You're allowed to ramble. I was just asking if you're going to be done sooner or you wanted to keep going.
I'm good. Okay. Thanks.
No problem. I'll play the next question then if that's okay with you.
Yeah, fucking go for it.
Greetings to my favorite pod squad. I hope you all are having a wonderful day. With the All-Star weekend coming up, I was wondering if you guys were in the breakaway challenge, what would be like your thing? Like, how would you make it creative? What would you do? Or if you wouldn't want to be in the breakaway challenge, what event would you really want to participate in? Looking forward to hearing your answers. Have a great evening. Bye, guys.
See ya.
It's a very good question.
It is. So as we all know, I don't have the best set of hands on me. So what I would do is I would go skate as hard as I could. And when I got to about the hash marks, take the hardest snapshot I possibly could and just hope it goes in.
The breakaway challenge for the fans?
Yeah.
That's good. That's good marketing.
It's realistic.
The NHL would probably be ecstatic if you did that.
Yeah, but I wouldn't have to worry about it because I know I'm not going to ever be in that. No matter what league, so it doesn't matter.
The thing is, see, I just had the idea pop into my head that we've been doing a lot of work with the NHL. Not we, but the group has.
Yeah.
What if one day we got on the ice at the All-Star game? I could see that happening. Not like us, maybe, but like I know for a fact that Zach Bell guy's been on for the All-Star game, doing tricks and stuff like that. Imagine that. Imagine the nerves on that.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, especially as not an NHL
that's
player.
Exactly. Automatic for him, though.
Way more nervous because you're not an NHL player. So there's literally, there's no expectation because people probably have no idea who the hell you are.
Yeah.
But then you obviously can't embarrass yourself either.
Yeah.
That would be so funny if we ever got to do that.
I know.
Like, I can literally just picture Johnny going down the breakaway challenge and like ripping one off the goalie's head.
Oh, yeah.
Conky.
Yeah. And then just looking at him and be like, get out of the way.
Yeah.
Just let it go.
No, you'll be like, oh, sorry. Shit, sorry.
Tampa Bay Lightning news. Andre Vasilevsky out 4 to 6 weeks with concussion after TikTok influencer Jonathan Pace strikes him in the head with a snapshot in All-Star game.
Yeah, shouldn't have been standing there.
Get out of the way. That's the only liability issue, I feel like. I don't know. I just keep it simple, probably.
Forehand backhand, maybe.
Yeah, forehand back. Maybe the triple deke, or maybe get fancy and try picking it up on my stick. Get a lot of wax on my blade so it sticks on there nice.
Yeah, that's a cocky move.
I don't know. Like, creativeness is what makes it fun for the kids, I feel like.
I think I'd do the puck on the string one.
That's
like
a good one.
Like, get a good setup and put the puck on a string and pretend like you lose it, bring it back.
Just hope it comes back.
And then you got to snap it.
Then you got to snap it when you shoot it. But
just a little fishing line. Snap it around.
Yeah, just snap it around.
I wonder what's going to be the joke this year, because I know last year Jack Hughes did like the magician in the box. Remember when he threw all the kids' equipment in that box and skated around it, and then a kid dressed as him came out?
That was a little too much. Like, I would like to see someone like just actually like try to do something sick, not...
Yeah. I mean, I'm probably cool for the kid, but
It's actually sick for the kid, but
it's a time limit on
it. It's just kind of like, all right, like just go down there and try to put it in the net.
I feel like the OG ones were the best back in the day. Like when you see Ovechkin do it in the sun hat with the glasses.
Oh, and he had the two sticks.
Yeah. Or Patrick Kane with the Superman, and he like shot the puck into a million pieces and then did like the dive across the ice.
Yeah. You ever see that video of the KHL one? The guy lit his stick on fire.
That's hilarious. I feel like those are just the OG ones where they're just simple but like funny.
Yeah, exactly. You know, like, I mean? Thought the magician thing was a little too much.
A little bit carried away, in my opinion. Yeah.
But
who knows? Maybe we'll see something crazy.
What did Zegers do? He wasn't in the All Star game, but they brought him out for the shootout challenge. He did the dodgeball thing, didn't he?
The blindfold.
The average Joe's.
That was cool.
Yeah.
It didn't take him very long. Another one was the funny one where one guy brought out his kid and then had to like skate the kid down the ice and shoot. And then, someone else grabbed Johnny Gaudreau and pretended like he was a kid because he's a small guy. Yeah, like stuff like that. It's always funny to watch. Just good old family fun.
Yeah. Just the boys tossing some chirps around. That's all.
That's all it is. But no, that's a good question. Other than breakaway challenge, what event are you going in? I think you'd be fastest skater, Johnny.
Yeah, or hardest shot.
Or hardest shot.
Just put all your weight into it.
I don't know. Maybe.
Which one do you think you're better at, fastest skater or hardest shot? I think fastest skater. Yeah. If you could buzz in a straight line.
In a straight line, it's side to side and with a puck is where I struggle.
It's all those quick switch lunges you do.
Fast twitch, baby.
Yeah.
Marty would be, what's the, remember the one where they used to dish it?
Saucer pass one?
Yeah.
Into the mini net.
Marty could do that one. Marty's a good passer.
Marty do that or accuracy shooting?
Yeah.
And then I'd probably just like be the water boy.
No, you'd be in the cone, like, you know, that relay race when they stick handle through the cones.
Agility?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd lose the puck in 2 seconds if I did that.
Or like the stick handle through all the pucks.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Stick handle through all the pucks.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. All right, next question.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to know if you're watching the Super Bowl and who have you got to win? And also, what are your go-to Super Bowl snacks?
Great question.
Boneless chicken wings.
Fantastic question.
Those, what were those sliders Frizz made us?
That one? Pulled pork sliders.
Pulled pork?
Yeah, those are
good.
Those are an elite snack.
Do we play on the Super Bowl this year?
No.
We're free, eh?
Yeah, we're free. It'll be on not this upcoming Sunday, but the Sunday after.
Perfect.
I've got the Eagles.
I'm going for the Eagles too. I don't want to see the.
I don't want to see the Mahomes show.
I'll hop on that train.
Sure.
Yeah. I wanted the Bengals to win, but
same.
Couldn't.
You wanted Joe Burr?
Yeah, I wanted my boy Joe Burr, but he didn't pull it out, unfortunately, due to some awful reffing. Blame it on them. And a pretty tough penalty at the end to take. Yeah, but
I felt bad for that guy.
That guy,
I saw a bunch of the interviews and the media was kind of hounding him after.
Yeah.
And I saw the one clip of his teammate kind of giving it to him. But that's just heat of the moment shit. I think his teammates were good with him after.
I mean, you got to be. If you're not, not one play loses the game.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, one play is amplified in that scenario where it did cause the field goal to happen.
Sure.
But there's probably 15 other plays that took penalties or something like that, or drop balls 100%. Where it could have been, you know.
Couldn't agree with you more.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that one time in Stevens Point when we were up 2-1 and then you took a 5-minute hitting from behind penalty and we lost 3-2.
All I remember from after I did it,
remember
I was
that?
Like,
yes, vividly.
I was like, oh, fuck.
Right in front of our bench.
Oh, yeah, you were upset after that one.
Buried a guy from behind.
Like not then, like on not really like maliciously, just
no, I like didn't board. I honestly didn't even mean to do it. It just I don't even know. It just happened. And then all I hear is from the bench is our coach, why the fuck would he do that? And I'm like, oh god. Skate off the ice, I got kicked out for the game. Then I just hear, because they had a pretty good crowd that game. I hear the buzzer go. The crowd's going nuts. I'm like, oh, fuck, they tied it. And then I hear the end of the period, and then was it in overtime?
Mm-hmm.
I heard the crowd go pretty crazy then.
Yeah.
That means we lost.
Indeed.
And then I'm just sitting there in a puddle of shame as the boys walk in after a hard loss. But guess what? We won the championship the next year. So
there it is. In that same building.
In that same building against that same team, pretty much.
So it doesn't matter anymore.
So, yeah.
It's water under the bridge, as they say. Yeah. I don't know who they are, but
if it's not going to matter in 5 years, don't sweat about it.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Right?
Fair enough.
There you go.
It might not matter for the next 5 minutes, but if it's not going to matter for the next 5 years, forget about it.
There you go.
Forget about it.
That's actually good life advice, Johnny. Thanks for that.
That's what I'm here for, bud.
All right, next question.
Hey, guys. My question is, if you could break a world record, what would it be and why? Have a great day.
If you could break a world record.
Interesting question. Very interesting question. It requires thought. I know what you're thinking. Don't say it.
What?
You're just smirking.
I'm not even going to go there,
but I know what you're thinking because you just had that evil grin on your face.
No, it was about hockey, but what do you think?
Mine was about not hockey, so.
No, what'd you think?
Which one would you not want? I would not want the world. The grossest one to me is the world's record for longest finger and toenails.
Yeah, those are.
Yeah. Like, fuck off with that.
Yeah, those make me lose faith in humanity.
Just cut your nails.
Yeah.
You know how much bacteria is underneath those things? That's disgusting.
Yeah, you could start a whole new species.
And how do you like, hold shit? Or, like, wear shoes?
You don't.
Yeah. That's gross.
Or, like, go to the bathroom.
Yeah, and then just curl.
How are you wiping your bum with those nails?
No.
You don't.
You know?
No. You're not. You got people to do that for you if you're going for a world record.
That thing's poking through the toilet paper immediately.
So gross. What was yours then?
World record. Oh, I think it would be sick. Like most games ever played. Like Patty Marleau holds that record. Most NHL games ever played. I feel like that would be a sick record to have.
That is a good record.
I don't know why. I just think that's really cool.
It's a lot of effort to get to that world record, though. Think about how many games. That's almost 2,000 games.
Yeah, so it's growing here. Fucking toenails.
Yeah, see, that's one I don't want.
Yeah.
You got one?
I don't.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's like weird ones. There's like
longest time awake.
Like longest time juggling on one foot.
I'll just
like,
stay awake forever.
Yeah. Just
wonder what the longest time awake is.
You just sit beside that Nespresso machine for like a week.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure there's a time limit on that before like you can actually like
world die. Record for most hot dogs eaten in 10 minutes. Just go after Joey Chestnut.
Yeah, just go after that guy's name. Come for your belt, bud.
I don't know. I feel like it would be cool to be like the fastest human to ever travel. Like if you could go in like a plane that went faster than anyone.
Yeah, put that G-force.
Yeah, I know. But like if you could withstand that.
Yeah, you just go to sleep.
Autopilot? Ever heard of it?
Yeah.
Oh, when you said that, I thought you meant like you go to like a bunch of different countries and like a certain amount of time.
Like traveling like the fastest miles per hour like humans ever traveled.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So if you just get in like a supersonic jet,
you know, it was a crazy one. Remember that guy? It was like the highest free fall.
Oh,
he went up to space.
Yeah,
the Red Bull guy.
The Red Bull guy.
That
people said that could be fake, but I mean they got it on video, so it's gotta be real.
Yeah, I don't think that was fake. It was pretty big news. I don't know.
I think
how do you fake
too.
That? Everyone saw him fall out of the freaking sky. So
yeah, I don't know.
Well, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
What about longest? Like longest tongue. Like that's a weird one too. Like it's just like
or like longest nose hair.
Yeah.
Like that's a shit one to have.
That's a shit one to have.
Just pluck that.
Like, you know. We all get that one that just hangs out. You just give it a snap, right?
And yeah.
Imagine just having like a bushel of hairs hanging out your schnoz.
Yeah. Yeah, no, not for me.
Yeah, that's okay. Maybe next time.
Okay, next question.
Hey guys, first off, I just want to say hello from Wisconsin. I love you and thank you for making me laugh every week. But my question is, I'm currently a senior in high school. I'll be graduating in a few months. was just wondering, do you guys have any advice for a incoming freshman in college?
Oh, another great question, actually. Hello from Alabama. Can't say I miss Wisconsin too much, to be honest.
Yeah, the weather, no thanks.
Yeah, I miss the memories we made, but the weather, no.
Yeah,
not a chance.
Yeah, no, I don't really miss that, like the geographical place.
Having to start your car for 30 minutes before you have to get
it. Well, it was more so just like where we were in Wisconsin too, because I'm sure other parts are a lot easier. Like they still get hammered with snow. Don't get me wrong, but like
we're right in the north on the lake.
Yeah, right on the lake in that little pit there.
Pit
in that pit,
that little nook.
But incoming advice for freshmen, I would say
just get involved in as many things as you can or you want to. Try new things, and you'll end up meeting tons of new people that share the same interests as you.
And, 100%. And we've said it before, like we had it kind of easy. We came in and we automatically have 20 something new friends, right? Whereas if you're not going and playing a sport, it might be a little tough putting yourself out there and whatnot or making friends. But don't be shy. Go up, talk to people, get involved in the school, and go to class.
This is like a really do as I say, not as I do type of answer, because we didn't do anything that we're saying.
Yeah, we didn't get involved.
Hey, we were involved.
We were
in SAC. I was in EDI.
No, I know, but you didn't go to
intramurals
yeah. and play sport. Well, I mean, we did a couple times, but not like if I was going to university on my own, I probably would have done a lot more of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But I just didn't.
Yeah.
Because I had, like you said, we already had 25 friends.
Yeah.
I didn't have that much room for more.
The drawer was full. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's tough. Like, I don't know. Like, when you're hanging out with the same people every day and as busy as we were with school and hockey and all that stuff, like, you don't really have time to hang out with really anyone else.
Yeah, be a good roommate, too. Be a good roommate. It's important.
Always be a good roommate.
If you're going to be living in a dorm with close quarters with someone else, you got to be a good roommate. You know,
it's going to be
hard. You guys are sharing a room. So, I mean,
get some AirPods so your TikTok volume isn't blaring in their face.
That would have been the hardest thing for me if I had to live in a dorm with someone else.
That would have
even
sucked.
If it was one of you guys, like that.
No,
you know what I mean? 100%. Because, like, obviously, we like sharing a hotel room whenever we go on the road and stuff. So that's for like a day, 2 days.
Yeah.
And then you come back and you have your own space.
Yeah. It's nice when you could go to your own room and just be by yourself.
Yeah. And chill.
Yeah, exactly.
And not have to wake up and stare someone else in the eye across the room.
How did you
and
sleep?
Have to walk down the hall to go to the bathroom or something.
Oh yeah. Brutal.
Yeah.
Right. But like if you get a good roommate, it makes it easier. Yeah.
And you know,
and you have to be a good roommate too.
So. They always say like you don't really know someone until you live with them, kind of thing. And everyone kind of has their own way of doing things. So if you don't agree with something that they do, like you could put up with it. You can, I don't know,
just be super passive aggressive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just like I do with Johnny. Yeah, Johnny, you gonna do the dishes or what?
Yeah, sure. I do the dishes.
I know. I'm just
you look at his plate. You're like, oh, is this thing gonna walk itself to the dishwasher? Yeah. Is this thing gonna get up and crawl there by itself and turn the dishwasher?
Or you're sitting on the couch. You're like, oh, well, you know, it's funny.
Oh,
I vacuumed last week, so
it's like, oh no, don't get it. I'll get it later. Yeah. Oh, you got it. Okay, thanks.
The fake reach.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Classic fake reach. But that's a good question. Just wish you the best of luck.
Yeah,
you'll have a great time regardless of, you know, where you go, what you do.
Yeah, college is fun.
Okay.
Don't forget to go to the bars. Okay.
No. All right, that's it for questions. Any last points you guys want to touch on before we put a bow on this baby and wrap it up?
I'm just happy we kind of got through our first recording with our new equipment. Took some getting used to, like we were kind of harping on earlier, but I thought it went pretty well. Hopefully it sounds good.
Yeah.
I'm also glad.
I'm hoping it sounds good too.
I'm hoping to. Yeah.
No, like after like the 87 sound test we did.
Yeah. You guys, the listeners have no idea the struggle we've been through.
Yeah.
The last day.
Yeah. You guys should feel bad for us.
Yeah. Seriously. But yeah, hopefully it sounds good and hopefully people enjoy the new video clips we're about to have.
Yeah.
I know Marty's currently working on a new TikTok for the account.
Yeah, it should take like 30 seconds to make.
Perfect.
Awesome.
So it'll be out later today. And yeah, that concludes episode number 68. You know what episode's next week?
I think 69. Oh, yeah.
Episode 69.
And then 70.
That's so sad.
Anyways, thanks for listening, everyone, and we hope you have a great week. And we'll chat next time.
Can't wait till we reconvene at the table.
Not a bad day today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.